The big thing today was the drop this morning by Axios and Veritas. Axios is getting the credit because apparently the Democratic representative let them in there. A Democratic representative let them in there. And they took some of these photographs. And it's making some people upset. But we're not going to look at it from the political point of view, because that's easy. Oh, like every idiot, Matt Walsh idiot on Twitter, and Candace Owens, Candace, and all these people. What would this happen? My Trump's in the... Yeah, we already get it. The whataboutism will be fast and furious today. However, this doesn't shock me in any way, shape, or form. Because we live in a country, we live in a society. I don't know what that joke is, but I'll just reference it anyway. That doesn't value life. We live in a society that doesn't value life. It doesn't value faith. It doesn't value tradition. It doesn't value anything. So, of course, everybody's shocked. My question to you is, why are you, I'm gonna channel my inner Shatner, why are you shocked at these pictures? Why are you shocked at the pictures of the people on the floor? Oh, this is incredible. We murder babies every single day. We have vets sleeping on the street. We have people who are the byproduct of an agenda to destroy the family. Kids being raised in homes without parents because the only parent they have is working two or three jobs. Rick, why are you putting out? It's very simple. These people are so desperate to get to America. Why? America doesn't promote anything. It doesn't promote any kind of value of life. They're here for a paycheck. And I might talk about this later on in the show. I really had a lot of interactions this weekend based on my commenting about a Chinese military recruitment video. I think Robert Morgan was the gentleman that said, you know, China, Russia, all these places have a culture and a tradition, and we're just a marketplace with a flag. I believe that's him. That's what these immigrants are coming for. They're coming for the marketplace. They're not coming here. Oh, they're coming here because of my freedoms. That's what you'll hear from conservatives. Because they come here because we have, honestly, the best opportunities in this country, in the world. That's what we do. We give people opportunities to make money. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it, buddy. But that's not the case. That's right. We're bombing countries all over the world. So what are they doing? They're here for a paycheck. They're not here because of my freedoms. They're not here because of it's going to make them closer to God. They're not coming here because we're going to protect their children. Well, maybe if they're immigrants, we can have them come in as anchor babies and make sure they vote Democrat. But if that's a native child that's black or white or Hispanic or whatever, kill that sucker, because that sucker's a native born and we need the immigrant ones. That's a very harsh thing to say, Rick. Well, it's true. And I know Monday morning at 11:26 Eastern time, not many of you are ready for the truth baseball bat to the nose, but I'm coming in, and there's no way to dance around it. You want to hear the Breitbart Daily Wire Ben Father?
They come here because of the freedoms, and they come here because of the opportunities that we give them to make money.
They go there. But what you see in those photos is the eventuality, is what America has become. Those people on the floor, it shows the exact same disdain for life that we see or don't see that is covered up every single day at abortion clinics. that we see when we turn a blind eye every day to our homeless brothers and sisters. And I'm just as bad at it, folks. Maybe I'm passionate about it because I'm trying to exercise my own demons in that regard. That we don't see with the Raytheon bombs blowing up weddings in some distant country that most of us can't find on a map. Why should you be shocked at what you see? Everybody knew this was going to happen. Everybody knew this was going to happen. This was planned from the beginning. Biden and all these idiots putting their hands up. Oh, look, it's been day one. This is from ABC News. This is from ABC News. It's not from Fox. It's not from One America News. This is an ABC News reporter talking to an illegal immigrant.
This significant surge coming after President Biden ended Donald Trump's so-called Remain in Mexico policy, requiring asylum seekers to wait there for their court proceedings. Since then, many of those tent cities along the Mexican border have emptied out as people start streaming in. We were there when a bus of 56 asylum seekers arrived at Casa Elitas, a Catholic charity shelter in Tucson.
Yeah, Catholic charity. I'll play this whole thing on the other side because I want to listen to the whole thing. A Catholic Charities Institute that's getting shoveled loads of money from the federal government. But they're going to tell you on the other side when I play this clip about what's going on at the border, why they're here. And it's all because of the critical race, social justice warrior, libtard, socialist agenda, which, my gosh, I sound like Alex Jones now, too. That sounds beautiful in theory, and I talked about this when I went through teaching school. Everything was theory. Oh, they'll do this, they'll do that, until you get punched in the face. And right now, everybody's getting punched in the face. Nobody has a plan.